Right, it seems rather bright. Is it?
Yes, it seems a bit
Can we
dim.
take the lights down a little bit, maybe?
Maybe a bit
Sangajoti. Something more of the evening mood. Maybe a little bit up now. That's great. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so tonight we're going to maybe have a short sit, and then we'll do a puja to Tara and the elements. But I want to say something about the water element tonight. We had quite some interesting questions coming up this morning, and Vijayamala was talking about well, we were discussing the area of both cultivating and also allowing this interesting sort of tension that we hold. Tension's the right word, between aliveness and openness. And it was reminding me of this other sort of alchemical principle that I rather like, which is that you're always working to change the element, one element into another element, so not getting stuck anywhere. So if you've got something hard, earth-like, you might want to dissolve it. And if you've got something too moist and damp, you might want to calcinate it or find some sort of hardness or dry it in some way. So you've got these sort of this play of between qualities that you could think about also being true for the heart. And this sort of working upon the whole time. So there's this other sort of idea of you have the natural substance, a substance in its natural state, but part of the nature of any substance is that it wants to be worked upon. It's kind of quite nice. So there's a natural state and a natural desire to be worked upon. And I sort of wonder whether we have both with the heart a bit. There's the sort of the speaking of the heart in its natural state, but the nature of the heart is to long to be worked upon as well, long to be cultivated. So water is this very lovely element, and it goes very well with the heart, the qualities of the heart. I think a moist heart, a moist, full, sort of plump heart is something that really helps when we're cultivating metta. Something in of the nature of liquid, something of the nature of the mutable nature of water, the flow of feeling. And water is this sort of fascinating stuff. This the water element, the sort of one quality that really, or one of the qualities that stands out, I suppose there's many, aren't there? But is this quality of cohesion, where it both spreads and fills the space available, but it also holds its shape as well. It's got a sort of internal attraction and a sort of external movement to an external attraction. And I was wondering about this in relation to another question that came up, which was around longing and craving. And The Greeks talked of longing as pathos. So one aspect of eros, actually. So one aspect of erotic love. There's, if I get this right, hymenos, which is sort of the actual physical attraction. Anteros, which is this sort of reciprocity of love. And pathos, which is this longing love. And James Hillmanson makes a point that longing is the sort of psyche's response to space. We see space and we long to move into that space. And so I was thinking, like, it's the heart that longs. So it's almost like maybe we could think of longing as being this reflexive quality of the heart, where it both it sort of knows its own self in some sort of way. It's like the heart knows that there's some aspect of it which is vast, limitless, spacious, and it longs to move into that space. So maybe we could think of all longing as the heart's wish to be vast, to inhabit its own vastness in some way. And there's a, you know, I was just thinking how the qualities both of air and water will flow into, constantly move forward into space and not get stuck. Yeah. So there's that flowing quality, maybe in longing too. But then, of course, Tara's appeared today as well. Well, she was born out of water. Well, one story of her origination is that she was born out of the tears of Avalokiteshvara. So, So in a way that there's something there, isn't there, about a pool, the depths of a pool, and out of that rises up some sort of response. So again, you've got this sort of opposing directions of depth, and maybe in this case the depths of sorrow and pain, and also a rising up a sort of response to that. Tara doesn't stay down in the depths. She comes up onto the surface, and she's got a very bright, playful, responsive, spontaneous aspect to her, as well as a sort of origin in a pool of tears. And if we look at Tara, you can see again that the whole of the left side of her is still and inward and quiet. She sits in meditation, and she's got a mudra. It's sort of in front of her heart. So I always think of that. That sort of indicates what a heart is like. Interesting is that fearlessness. Maybe it requires an immense fear, courage or fearlessness, doesn't it? Just to sit with, to allow, to let be. And then also there's this sort of vitality and brightness. There's this, in the right hand side, there's this whole movement of giving and stepping towards that comes out at the same time. So we've got stillness and activity, and somehow we've got that qualities in water of the sort of the image of the heart, maybe as a still deep pool or lake. And then also the flowing, the movement of water, the way it moves into space, the way it takes on new shapes. It's so responsive. So I thought what we'd do is maybe we'll just sit a little bit, have a short meditation, perhaps just, you know, you make your own connections with these sort of liquid, watery qualities of the heart. Then we'll go into a puja, which I I just found by accident. I haven't done it before, so we'll give it a go. which is a Tara and the Elements Puja, and I just thought, well, can't not do that. Let me just check. We're going to have, at some point in there, when I work out where. I think it's at, yes, so at the end of that, it's not really a stagey puja, if you see what I mean. At the end of that Dajoti, we'll lead the, start the Tara mantra. And we can make offerings of water. So we offer into this bowl of water, water from the jugs. And there's bits in the water, the jugs. It's not because I just put in dirty old water, just so you know. But I thought I thought I'd infuse the water with some herbs. So, and you know, in a way, sort of marking this sort of two-ness of quality. So we've got there's some lavender in there, which is sort of calming, isn't it? Soothing, relaxing. And there's also some rosemary, which is a bit more zingy. So there might be a very slight fragrance to the water. And do you know, you can pour the water. Notice how the water pours, but also maybe you know, you can get your hands wet. As well, just feel, you know, get into the feel of it too. So these are offerings, water offerings to Tara.